Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Mater, and Joe Donlin weeknights on WGN TV News at 9 o'clock.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger of the Roe and Anna District of Illinois.
That's right.
Joining us right now.
That music only means one thing.
Yeah, that's right. It means that
never played on the program.
It means that there's a shirtless congressman on the other end of the. I was out with some people last night,
uh-oh.
Congressman, and some people that you and I know mutually.
Uh-oh.
And one of them, you were at an event, an outdoors event, where it was. And one of the guys was showing a picture of the congressman shirtless at this outdoor event. It was not inappropriate for him to be shirtless.
Why would he show a picture?
I don't know.
Of congressman shirtless.
But it was odd. It was weird. It was.
We were around airplanes and shooting guns. It's that's how it is. That's how it goes. You're always going to be shirtless in that situation.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
I'm not going to be shirtless in that situation. I can tell you that. All right. Let's try.
I'm glad we have mutual friends. That's helpful. That's awesome.
It could be dangerous, too. There could be a lot of dirt being in both directions.
Yeah, especially that one. All right. Let's talk about, in all seriousness, a pretty compelling afternoon or morning into the afternoon in Washington, D.C. today, as you had the Senate, an open hearing about what happened in Saudi Arabia. Now, I know that's not your house, right? You're in the House of Representatives. But what are your thoughts, and how should the U.S. government be looking at this? Because you had both Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, and the Defense Secretary up on Capitol Hill today saying, well, there really is no smoking gun that ties the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia to this murder.
Yeah, so there never will be, short of like a confession from the Crown Prince, which we'll never have. And, you know, intelligence works based on best estimates and, you know, whatever information they have. And the fact that, you know, in Saudi Arabia, if there's a state thing operation, you know, 99 times out of 100, it's ordered by the Crown Prince. I think it's, you know, I trust the intelligence assessment that he did order it. And, you know, I'll start out with where I was critical of the president and then where I think he got it right. Where I was critical is his 2-page statement. I think a page and a half of that should have been, you know, this is abhorrent. We don't stand for this. This is awful. You know, we believe in free press around the globe, even if it's somebody we disagree with. Secondarily, then, I think his decision was correct. Now, here's what's interesting. If you look at the people that are pushing this, you know, let's cut off all aid to Saudi Arabia kind of narrative, many of the political leaders have been saying this from the very beginning. Take Rand Paul, for instance. He's been, from the very beginning, wanting to basically disassociate with Saudi Arabia. And you take some on the left that are doing the same, and they're using this as a moment to try to drive a wedge. The reality is, in the Middle East, as we know, it's kind of two powers. It's Saudi Arabia or Iran. And if you're turning your back on Saudi Arabia, by definition, you're pivoting towards Iran. And I can point to many, many actions that Iran has done that's way worse, including the 50,000 dead children in Syria as a result of the Iranian regime and the Russians backing Bashar al-Assad. So, you know, there's no sinless, basically, actor in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to pick, you know, your worst friends.
That's kind of what Pompeo said in his Wall Street Journal op-ed today. He's like, let's be careful treading here, because abandoning Yemen or the Saudi-led coalition there would do nothing other than lead to a stronger Iran. So let's consider the consequences.
Yeah, and I want to add something to that, too, because Yemen, obviously, the way that war is being carried out is absolutely, utterly tragic. But on the one hand, people say America needs to do less and let people in the area do more. But this is what happens when there's a nation that does not believe in the Western values that we do engage in war. They destroy everything. Look in Syria. Look in Yemen. And so we have to, you know, understand that if we say, let the Saudis handle their own issues, or let, you know, nations in the area handle their own issues, they don't fight war and have the humanity that we have. They don't go to war college to learn about proportionality and, you know, legitimate targets. That's kind of, unfortunately, what you get.
The news reports are saying, though, the closed-door classified briefing with Pompeo and Mattis today, that they were warning Congress to not take any action against Saudi if they're not satisfied with the Trump administration falling short of expectations of some sort of decisive action against the Saudis. Do you think that Congress should act if they don't feel as if Trump's doing the right thing here?
No, well, I mean, Congress always can. You know, I believe in the role of Congress, but I also believe in a very strong foreign policy role for a president. And truthfully, I defended President Obama in a lot of areas. Even when I disagreed, I defended his kind of ability to have that power, because you can't have 500
commanders in chief. Right,
and,
right, right. Yeah, you know, he is the commander in chief, right.
And unfortunately, a lot of people think they have the best ideas.
Would you like to see this White House be a little bit more condemning of Russia, given their military actions against Ukraine?
Yeah, 1,000%. And it's always it's an interesting dichotomy for me, because, you know, we don't say anything bad about the Russians, but our actions have been pretty hawkish against the Russians, actually, amazingly. I wish we would be very vocal about this. I think, you know, this is Vladimir Putin distracting from his terrible economy, and the fact that, you know, he got his own radar jet shot down by his allies in Syria, terrible military, 200, you know, mercenaries killed by the United States, and he's trying to distract and I think start another issue with Ukraine. The president's done a lot in terms of finally sending lethal aid to Ukraine. I wish he'd be more vocal about this, for sure.
Very good. Thank you very much, Congressman. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Congressman.
Hey, easy. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Appreciate
bye.
It.
Put your shirt back on. All right. we got the hang up. Yeah!
Like,
I like the hang up. All right. Judy Pilak, standing by. She's got WGN News.